Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We have a very, very packed show here today. Want to kick it off with an apology. Kenny Omega will not be on the show today. We announced it yesterday, but apparently he had a dentist appointment or something like that. We couldn't make it work. But the point is, he will be on sometime soon in the near future, probably. Shortly after we get back from All In Weekend, which is this weekend. I'm heading out tomorrow. I have got a big panel myself, Dave Meltzer, Wade Keller, Bruce Mitchell. That's coming up Friday. Saturday, we've got our own exclusive Q&A. All the information on all of this is up on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, or you can Google StarCast with two R's, get all the information there. You can check out everything on Fight.TV. All In, of course, is going to be airing all over the place. Traditional pay-per-view, Honor Club. It was just announced a little while ago that shortly after the event airs, so not live, but shortly after it airs, it will also be available on NJPWWorld.com. So if you want to talk about any of that today, you're welcome to. Last night was SmackDown. The Becky Lynch storyline continues. Now, I realize that I said this after SummerSlam, and I was made a fool. But I'm going to say it again. There's no way that they did not book the main event angle last night with the intention of Becky Lynch getting cheered. It's impossible. There's no way. There's no way they're this incompetent. Now, as noted, I thought the same thing at SummerSlam. I was proven wrong, but I think I'm right this time for a lot of different reasons. What did you think of last night? Where do you think they're going? If you want to give us a call today, 844-411-5411 is the studio line. Direct to me. If you hear the show, just chill out because you're next on the line. You can call the Sports Byline and sit on hold. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529, or text messages 425-780-7566. Back in just a moment with your daily fable, Wrestling Observer Live.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. The Cock and the Jewel. A cock, scratching for food for himself and his hens, found a precious stone, on which he said, "If your owner had found thee and not I, he would have taken thee up and have set thee in thy estate. But I have found thee for no purpose. I would rather have one barleycorn than all the jewels in the world." So last night on SmackDown, everybody, the jewel that is Becky Lynch attacked Charlotte after the main event. A main event between Charlotte and Carmella that they gave 17 minutes to. At which point everybody chanted, "We want Becky," throughout the match and booed Charlotte Flair. Becky came out, she attacked Charlotte, she beat the hell out of her. Everybody went crazy for Becky Lynch. They chanted her name, they cheered. There's no way, Mike. I'm going to say this again. I'm going to go back a week and a half. There's no way that was not designed to get Becky Lynch cheered. Do you disagree?
I do not disagree.
Thank you. I mean, if you watched the show, they aired the video package. I'm not sure if it's the exact same one that they aired on Twitter and WWE.com, but when they aired the recap of last week, there was zero footage of Becky burying the fans. None. They got rid of all of it. And if nothing else, at the end of the angle, when Becky Lynch threw the belt down on Charlotte and called her a very naughty word, there's no way that they wrote that thinking that when she said that, she would get booed. It was a line designed for a babyface. So, I don't know if they're going to actually do a double turn in Hell in a Cell. I mean, they don't really need to do a double turn. I mean, Becky's already cheered and Charlotte's already booed. But, I mean, clearly they've realized that this Becky heel turn is not going to work. So,
yeah,
good for them.
I don't know if it's scripted for a babyface, but they certainly knew what reaction it was going to get. And it certainly got that reaction.
Hey, look, how many times has Roman Reigns been out there for a promo? And he's getting booed out of the building. What's the one thing that every time he does it, he gets a giant pop? He calls someone, I'm not sure if I can say it on the air, so I'll just say the B word. He's
Hitch.
Done it countless times. And every time he does it, the crowd cheers. So there's no way they could do a Becky Lynch storyline where she calls Charlotte that, and they thought that that was going to be like something that was going to get her booed. It had to have been designed for a pop.
That's it. Because you know, almost no matter who says it, but obviously, you know, the more like the person or the more reaction that person gets, the bigger ooh that's going to get. But the way she did it, the way she threw the belt on her, knowing what this crowd has done, knowing what people like us just out here in the general public have thought about the whole thing, it's tough to believe that they're that dense. Although the last time someone was that dense, it was the WWE creative team coming up with the idea that Becky Lynch was going to be booed out of the building for turning on Charlotte Flair. So there's still a very good possibility that they are that dense, but I'm going to go ahead and give them the benefit of the doubt here because, like you said, the way that thing was set up, the way Becky came across and the way she strutted out of that ring, I mean, how can you hate Becky Lynch? Sorry.
Hey, I want to say another thing, too. So about a week ago, I don't know when it was. Actually, it was exactly a week ago because it was after SmackDown last week. I said that they are going to Roman Reigns Charlotte. So after watching last night's show, I think I'm wrong about that. And I'm going to tell you why. The crowd booed Charlotte, but they only booed Charlotte when there was a reference to Becky or when Becky was out there or after Becky had beaten her up. Like, when she came down to the ring, there were some boos, but everybody also was doing the woo and that sort of thing. And during the match, when there weren't We Want Becky chants, I mean, she was more of a babyface, obviously, than Carmella. This is very different from Roman Reigns. I think, and granted, it's Toronto, so I don't know what every other crowd's going to think, but I think that for some reason, and I actually have no idea why, when the Roman Reigns Daniel Bryan thing occurred, for whatever reason, the fans blamed Roman Reigns. Even though he's just playing a character on television. Like, yeah. They blamed the guy. But in this situation, I think it's pretty clear that the audience is blaming the company. And they're not going to take it out on Charlotte. Like, for whatever reason, for 4 years, they've taken it out on Roman Reigns, the person. Because she got booed, but it was kind of half-hearted booing, like, you know, we're going to let the company know that we don't want her to be the babyface, but we don't really dislike her. Like, we hate Roman Reigns. That's what I felt watching that show last night.
Well, I mean, if they continue to double in, look, Becky Lynch is not Daniel Bryan with that kind of equity built up. As much as we all like Becky Lynch, she's not in that situation that Daniel Bryan was in. And remember, they did the same thing to Batista, too. It wasn't just Roman Reigns, but it was how Roman Reigns was presented. It was the smugness. Now, that's the thing, is they quadrupled and gazillioned down on Roman Reigns, which made it much easier to boo him and boo him on behalf of the company, you know, by proxy. They still have that ability to do that with Charlotte. She did come out there and said, well, Becky always loses the big one, to which her fans would easily say, well, what opportunities does she have? You know, when she did win the belt, they tried to take it off of her, you know, with an injury that she didn't really leave for, and they rushed to put it on Alexa on top, and that's storyline. You know, that's not real life. That's the storyline that they, you know, somebody could fall back on. So if people wanted to, they could get that salty at Charlotte. It's depending on how she's pushed. Now, I don't think it's going to be that bad because basically Becky just, again, like I said, doesn't have the equity with the fans built up in exactly the same way that Daniel Bryan did. And Daniel Bryan's the crown jewel of this, you know, whole thing. This is just another copy out of that page book, though.
First says, you guys are fooling yourselves. WWE is still going with heel Becky. Well, we'll find out. Yeah. We will find out.
Here's one thing, though. Now that she's not in the title picture anymore, I am all sorts of excited to see what you could do with Carmella because as a presence, again, wrestling-wise, she's no good. But you know what? Way back in the day, I remember wrestling-wise, Trish Stratus was no good either. Am I comparing the
two? Yeah, but she improved.
Well, I know. Carmella, I'm willing to give her the chance. Personality-wise and character-wise, I think she's great. Is the wrestling terrible? Of course it is. But I'm hoping that they actually give her an opportunity to come along. Her paired up with somebody in a women's tag feud, also not the worst thing in the world either. So away from the title, far more bullish on Carmella.
Mike, first off, Carmella was a little better last night than she was in that last Carmella Charlotte match, which made me so mad when I watched that match that I vowed I would never watch SmackDown again when she was champion if she wrestled one more main event.
I'm looking at the long term here, okay?
But my point is, she was a little better last night. And you know what was interesting about the match? The match was totally fine for like 5-6 minutes. But by the halfway mark, it started to suck.
Well, 17 is long.
Because she's not good enough to go that long. She shouldn't be working
Alexa,
long main event matches.
Either is Nia. I know. And they're going to do that, and it's frustrating when they do.
But my other point, Mike, is this.
Yes.
So Trish Stratus debuted in the year 2000. Mm-hmm. And like all of her great matches that she had were, what, 2001 to 2003 or 4?
I don't know. When was Mickey there? It was like 04, 05.
Well, okay, 2005. To be honest, 2005. But I mean, she was good by then.
Yeah.
Right?
She had I remember, yeah.
She had basically a six. She debuted and she had retired after 6 years. Okay. Mm-hmm. Carmella debuted in 2013. She's already been doing this for 5 years.
Well,
do you understand what I'm saying?
I do understand what you're
saying. Okay. Yes. So, yeah, Trish Stratus got really good really fast. And you know what?
Okay.
Hey, here's something else for you. Who did Trish Stratus have to work with back then to get really good?
I mean, she only had really had Lita and then she had Mickey.
There were some slim pickings. Look at all the girls that they have in WWE now that
she
are great workers.
She had Jazz. She had Gail Kim. I mean, they didn't give them the opportunity. Certainly know that they do now, though, obviously.
Well, not. Carmella's had these opportunities. She's been in this business now for 5 years.
Oh, come on.
She ain't getting much better, dude.
Mella's change money. Not folding money to you?
Back in a moment, everybody. Calls and more, and later, Dr. Lucha. Wrestling Observer Live.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. This person here says, I work with the owner of Pepper the Dog.
What?
Well, really? Pepper was eaten.
Yeah.
Don't give me that. And if you do actually legitimately work with the owner of Pepper the dog. Pepper's still alive? That was 19 years ago. How long does a dog like that live?
Not that long, I can tell you that.
And maybe Pepper... Well, Pepper got paid $500 in appearance, and they paid for travel, so I presume he's got the best medical care, so maybe he is still around.
Wow.
But that's the claim.
They got 500 plus trans?
Yeah.
Damn.
I guess maybe when he says he works with the owner, that's just the owner and that Pepper may have passed on. Or been eaten. But that's the claim right there.
I know smaller dogs do tend to last a lot longer, but I mean, 19 years, I mean, in dog years, that's like, what is that, like 83? I mean, what is that? Do math. How old's the dog? How long has it been? 19 years?
It's been 19 years this week.
Times 7. What's 9 times 7? 63. 7 to carry the 1.
All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
133 years old, older than Frank A. Gotch.
Get out of here. Caller, you're on the air. What's up? Hey.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just didn't want to interrupt. Mike, keep counting. So, you know.
I wish
I appreciate
you would have.
That. Thank you.
Go ahead.
I can do that.
Oh, you know, politeness or something. I called a couple of days ago.
Yes, you did.
So first, yeah. Hi.
Stop again. Interrupting him, Brian.
oh, chucks. First off, thanks for the tip of Buffalo Wrestling in the Greco-Roman knuckle lock submission. Couldn't find the match yet, but knowing where to look is better than not knowing. So I'm away.
That's right.
Secondly, not helping, Brian.
Took the advice on the topic of Chris Wolf, Walter, and Black Label Pro. So started tweeting Mikey, which I plan to once per day until something happens, I guess.
Good. That's
but
the
I'm
way you need to do it.
Walter on Twitter.
Right.
Do you want me to put in a word for you?
I live on the same continent as him, so. Yes, please do.
Okay, I'll put in a word for you.
I appreciate that the world of it.
Yeah.
There's a big wheel over there.
But anyway, I have one question. Well, two technically. The first one being that since you've been reading Fables all day, I took the liberty of composing a short limerick on the topic of the Wolf versus Walter match, if you'd allow it. It's wholesome.
Please.
Okay. Be it on land, in space, or on water, we travel from Crown Point to Gibraltar to bear witness to this lupine fable, since Chris called him out for Black Label. Make the match, because hashtag worlds want Wolf versus Walter.
It's beautiful. So, will you travel to Crown Point, Indiana, if Mikey puts that match together?
If Mikey puts that match from in... Up, I will travel from Stockholm, Sweden to Crown Point, Indiana.
Oh, my God. Are you listening, Mikey? From Stockholm, Sweden to Crown Point, Indiana to see Walter versus Chris Wolf.
Heck, if he wants him to, I'll basically, I guess, tweet him the receipt for the plane ticket once it, you know, gets there.
Do it.
Probably next year because I'm pretty low on vacation days. But hey, make do. Anyway. As for the other question, because you were going to have Kenny on, I figured I'd ask a Kenny-adjacent question because the first time I saw Kenny in anything was in a tag match with Kana, now Asuka. So, can she still be salvaged in a shape or form?
Oh. In WWE?
Please?
Listen.
Anywhere.
I want to thank you very much for the call. Listen, we are getting AJ Styles Samoa Joe matches. And... if you recall correctly, when Samoa Joe was first signed, there was no intention to bring him to the main roster. He was signed to one of those deals where he was going to do stuff in developmental, but he could also take other dates. And so, like a good businessman, he took some other dates, and WWE was like, what's this guy taking dates for? And so they were like, we got to just sign him. So they signed him to another deal, and now here he is on the main roster. He's probably going to be the champion of the world at the Hell in a Cell show. So... anybody with talent can be salvaged. Hopefully they can salvage Asuka. I can't guarantee anything. It's WWE.
Look, if nothing else, I mean, how much damage could they do to her where they just don't open the earth one day, she falls off the main roster and then gets to work with Io Shirai and Toni Storm. And there's lots of people to where if the earth just fell out underneath their feet and they drop back down into Florida and Winter Park... alone, they would be okay. And I'm not saying that would happen. I'm not rooting for that to happen. But times are different now. And like you said, I don't think anybody is, with the slightest bit of talent in this day and age, is not salvageable, either in WWE or elsewhere. I just don't think WWE can do the damage to one star. I guess they can, but I don't really think anymore that they can do the damage to one star that they used to be able to, where they just murder somebody. I mean, even like the Hardys, because that would, I think, be the greatest example of something that was out there. WWE got it. They didn't know what to do with it. They kind of mussed it all up and screwed it up. But if Matt Hardy came out and reinvented himself on the indie scene again, say he wasn't doing agenting work or whatever it is, and he was going back out there and came up with an idea, I don't think anybody would be holding it against him the same way that, say, people held things against Matt Bourne way back in the day or something like that after he was doink. You know what I'm saying?
All right, I got to get some news in here and some text messages. All in this weekend, here is the full card. Young Bucks and Kota Ibushi versus Rey Mysterio, Phoenix, and Bandido. Kenny Omega versus Pentagon Jr. Nick Aldis versus Cody Rhodes for the NWA World Heavyweight title. Kazuchika Okada versus Marty Scurll. Jay Lethal versus the winner of the overweight, over-budget Battle Royal. I apologize.
Overweight Battle Royal.
I was thinking about the contest that me and Filthy ran a year ago, the overweight classic. Madison Rayne, Tessa Blanchard, Britt Baker, Chelsea Green in a four-way. Hangman Page, Joey Janela in a Chicago street fight. I may have to leave during that match. Concerned for their lives. Stephen Amell versus Chris Daniels in the over-budget Battle Royal. Winner getting a shot against Jay Lethal. Moose, Rocky Romero, Colt Cabana, Jordan Grace, Ethan Page, Brian Cage, Billy Gunn, Jimmy Jacobs, Marco Stunt, Brandon Cutler, and Punishment Martinez all confirmed for that match. And the Briscoes versus Frankie Kazarian and Scorpio Sky. For Hell in a Cell, Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella versus Miz and Maryse. AJ versus Joe for the WWE title. No stips here, even though the last match was begging for a stip after they did a DQ. New Day versus the winners of the series of matches for a championship opportunity that is running on SmackDown right now. Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman. Money in the Bank cash-in by Braun Strowman. Ronda Rousey versus Alexa Bliss for the Raw Women's title. And Jeff Hardy, Randy Orton, Hell in a Cell. And then we have got the Super Showdown, October 6th, Melbourne, Australia. Undertaker versus Triple H, last time ever. Shield versus Braun Strowman, Dolph Ziggler, and Drew McIntyre. AJ versus Samoa Joe. Ronda Rousey, Nikki, and Brie Bella versus the Riot Squad. Daniel Bryan versus The Miz, with the winner getting a future shot at the WWE title. And John Cena and Bobby Lashley versus Kevin Owens and Elias.
What?
You heard me right. Raw ratings from Monday. Competition much easier. Raw still down 8% from last week. Last week was the post-SummerSlam bump. The hours, 3.08 million, 2.93, 2.63 million. It's going to be very rough going up against football here in the fall season.
Going to have some issues there. Hey, let me throw this out there, too, for anyone who is going to Chicago for All In or for some of the festivities that are around All In. And obviously, Dr. Keith has been on the show before. He may even be on before the end of the week is out. Maybe just knocking on the door of your hotel room to troll you. We might be able to get a Lee Marshall 1-800-COLLECT-ROAD report out of that. But AAW is running on Thursday and Friday with some big matches. Next month is going to be the Jim Lynham Memorial Tournament that they have going on. So they're kind of leading up against that. But there is some goodness on some of these shows and some names like Darby Allin and Shane Strickland and A.R. Fox and a ton of other names who, you know, I don't know if they're going to randomly show up during All In, but if they did, it wouldn't be too bad of a thing. And they've added MJF and Colt Cabana and a couple other things as well, too. So goodness all over the place. And maybe Dr. Keith can be on and talk about those AEW shows before the week's out.
All right, we got 2 minutes here. First off, Pepper has passed on. I've been alerted to that.
Shocking.
This person says, fables, limericks, algebra, geography, all in the first half hour. Amazing. Thank you. This person says, if this Becky Lynch thing continues to fall into their lap like Daniel Bryan in 2014, I think Becky versus Ronda to unite the belts would be big money for Mania. Well, very quickly, the champion versus champion idea for Mania probably not going to work. Otherwise, there's no point for a women's Royal Rumble with the winner getting a championship match at Mania. So probably if they do Ronda Charlotte or Ronda Becky or whatever they do, one title is going to be on the line.
I know what you're saying, but the champion, like a Ronda Rousey or even a Charlotte, could win the Rumble. You know what I mean? Charlotte or whoever, say, is the champion on SmackDown, wins it as another honor going up against the mighty and great Ronda Rousey, who only mainstream fans would know. They wouldn't know the others. So anything you can throw on the other to build up their record, probably in the mainstream's eyes and the mainstream fan that they aim for and how they promote, that would be something that they would want to do. Conversely, if it's Ronda Rousey winning it before she goes in, it's because, well, she's Ronda Rousey and she wins everything. You know what I mean? I think you could do that if you wanted to in this case.
Spurs says, you know, I think Carmella had her best match last night. Yeah, she probably did. But when your best match is two stars, after 5 years in the business, I don't need to see you in main events for the third time in a one-month period.
Well, this is her transition out of it now. Come on.
Burr says, I'm almost 100% sure they intended for Becky to be the heel last night. I think you're wrong.
I hope.
We'll find out.
I hope you're wrong.
All right, back in a moment with the Doctor of Lucha. If I didn't get your text, I'll try to respond to them later on today. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Ryan Burke, I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red-fleshed apples. It's a really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, welcome to drink responsibly.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Everyone likes to, you know, scrapbook. You scrapbook on the couch, the kitchen counter, and your favorite place to scrapbook? The bedroom. And what could possibly make scrapbooking any better? KY Duration. With KY Duration Spray, men everywhere are scrapbooking longer, and that's great for their partners who really enjoy scrapbooking too. So go ahead, scrapbook tonight with KY Duration Spray for men. Last longer, stay in the moment, use as directed.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. The Doctor of Lucha joining us here today. Finally, the Doctor of Lucha has returned to Wrestling Observer Live. What's up, Steve?
Yes, my apologies. It's during the middle of my workday and a surprising amount of time during my workday. I actually work between 12 and noon rather than take lunch.
What a life.
Lunch before or after. So.
Well, let's talk about this Triple Mania show here. Is anybody in that four-way match dead yet?
They're all dead.
Ugh.
No, the Psycho Clown's not dead because he got out so fast that nobody knew he was in it. I honestly thought it was about as well, considering the concept.
Oh, we're talking about different matches, Steve. I'm talking about the hardcore match.
Oh, the hardcore match. No, nobody got out of that. Nobody on half the rest of the card got out alive.
Yeah.
If there is still a promotion trying to run as a Major League National family-friendly promotion that uses more blood and foreign objects, I'm willing to
wait a second. This is a family-friendly promotion? Where have I been?
Oh, yes. Oh, no, it is. It is. That's their audience. When they go out.
We're talking the Manson family?
Yeah, well, yes, and the Adams family. It's they've got the full crowd. The parents bring their kids.
I would not bring Paisley.
Would you bring Whitney to see something like this?
No, I would not.
It just seems like both of those promotions are made for the families that run them, and that's about it sometimes.
Well, it's true. Puck, I mean, you got to say one thing about Paisley. He has a style that he wants to present, and he does it. And now that he is gradually ceding the rings to Sophia Alonso, that may change, and we have seen things change this year that we didn't expect. But Paco has one way of running it, and it was, you know, no blood, no brawling outside the ring, is very much trying to present it as a serious and stable sport. But as we saw on Saturday night, Triple Mania, Triple A has something entirely different in mind.
So,
Brian, have you ever taken a sunset flip off the top of the ladder?
Are you kidding me? I've taken one in the middle of the ring from Ricky Morton. Can I throw that out there?
Well, that's true. Yes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, wouldn't you be about halfway down going, saying your final prayers, and go, if I rotate one half turn too much, I'm not getting up?
Well, you know, Steve, many years ago, I was wrestling a match with Buddy Wayne and Richie Magnet, and they wanted to do a double middle rope power bomb. And as good as they were, I still separated my shoulder. So any match where I'm falling backwards, power bomb, power slam,
a flat back bomb,
anything like that from the middle or the top, it ain't happening ever again. You understand? Sunset flip, nothing.
Jesus,
it's a great way to break your head.
Carl Gotch Alvarez over here.
You're damn
money.
Right, Carl Gotch Alvarez.
Brian,
I'm
Robinson.
Not dying at 40 here.
So you don't have to die at 40. You don't have to take everything. Oh, for
exactly, that's my point.
Sorry,
I don't have to
Steve,
take everything, nor will I take that.
Talk
about
we have an outlet as fans to see that sort of thing, because they can go see on video on demand the if it's still available on video demand. I think it is Triple Mania from this past Saturday night, where they had bumps like that and others.
They sure did.
They had a weapons match, including a flaming whip.
That's right.
Which was
was the same hardcore match.
Yeah, it was a bit of a, he hit the mat. He didn't hit the person with it, but, you know, the point's the same. I mean, it was a lot of professional wrestling was when I was growing up. It was more the illusion of what was happening than something actually happening. But it was an amazing spectacle to watch. It was, it was for Triple A, it was an excellent show. It was the best I thought they could do in almost every match. The main event, with the stipulations that it had, went about as well as could be expected. It might have been better if they had had two singles matches earlier and then a feeder into the final. But once they got to the final, it was good. The ladders match, the hardcore match, and not just the ladder match, but the match with Murder Clown in it, the Mascara of Scorpion and Tejano with the flaming
bullwhip,
was just you know, they did something special and they went out of the way, and it's not New Japan and it's not All In, but, and it's not, you know, Crown Point, Indiana, but it's their way of promoting, and it's the way the Roldan family has kind of done things since Kenya started the promotion. There was blood everywhere, there was guts everywhere, there was ripped masks everywhere, and I think the fans went home happy.
Well, I mean, it's not even so much, listen, anybody can promote any kind of match they want. If you want to do crazy hardcore matches, knock yourself out. Like, literally, they will probably knock themselves out. But there's like a, there seems to be a line, like, you shouldn't be ingesting light tubes. You know what I mean? Like, light tubes in people's faces, they're breathing in all of that dust. Pagano's eating a broken light tube. It's like, this seems to be, like, you
dumb.
Can, it seems like you could do a crazy match without being that stupid, right? Am I wrong?
Well, it's the old Abdullah the Butcher theory. You know, play to your strengths. If you can't do the other stuff, and this is the only thing you can do, and you can do it in an entertaining way, then you do things like this. There is a line. Obviously, there's a line. But for fans today, the line is not in the same place where it was for fans who are now 40 and or fans who are now 60, which describes you and me. We have different. There's different ways, and people have grown up with video games and et cetera, et cetera. And there's certain levels of violence and of the illusion of ultra violence. It's just going to pass muster these days that the old folks like me will just shake their head at and go say this is silly.
So let's talk about this mask match. It did come down to L.A. Park in there. He was one of the final two. He obviously did not lose his mask. But when the match was over, they brought out Dr. Wagner Jr., who, of course, was unmasked by Psycho Clown last year. And Wagner challenged L.A. Park. And I guess they have announced the match for next year's Triple Mania, but, like, L.A. Park didn't seem like he was... It was, like, the worst job accepting a big major match a year in advance that maybe I've ever seen. What's the story here?
He buried his... He had a one word, he said, accepto, I accept. And it was buried in the middle of a much more verbose promo. And the promo was, of course, something that you could interpret as the first promo to build up the match. I'm not sure that Park and Wagner need a lot of promos to build up the match. It's something that they could have announced, you know, 6 months ahead of time or 3 months ahead of time. And it would be the same level of interest because the feud has been going on so long and the two are well known with each other. With Wagner only having his hair now, that lessens the impact of the match. And if you remember, at one point in time about 6 years ago, they tried on the back of El Hijo dos Santos promotion to get people to prepare for a mask match between the two of them. And there wasn't a lot of interest in it at the time.
You don't say.
I'm not sure there's going to be as much interest in it now. But the big thing, I think, the reason why they may be hurt is because, to be honest, they've done Rush and L.A. Park have done such a good job building up their feud. That's the one that people want to see, and they really don't want to see the Wagner feud. I mean, they'll take it. I mean, it will sell some tickets. It won't sell out. I don't think, but it'll sell some tickets. But that's not the one the fans want. What the fans would like to see is Park defending his mask against Rush.
Well, of those fans that would buy tickets to that show, how many of them in their heart of hearts would actually truly believe that L.A. Park would lose that mask and we're not going to see a bald Dr. Wagner dancing his way through some clips after that?
A very happy Wagner with another giant payday.
A big old bag, yes, sir.
As long as Park is as hot as he is now, I think the fans would all go in expecting Wagner to lose. There would be a very, very small cadre of hardcores, possibly including me, that would say if they offered Park enough money, that he might take it. But I think 90 plus percent of the fans or 95% of the fans would expect Wagner to lose, and that's probably going to hurt the match. The Rush match, the fans who bought tickets much more uncertain about the eventual outcome of the match.
All right, now that Triple Mania is over, and now that they shot their little angle for next year's Triple Mania, Mask versus Hair, what happened with L.A. Park, and Roush, in your opinion?
Well, the question may be answered by the fact that there's still room for it to actually now come back on. There is, I do not think this is the case, but it is possible that the case is that all of this is just huff and puff, and that CMLL was simply waiting to make sure before they did anything with Park that he still had his mask. I don't think it would be a logical answer, but I don't think it is the actual answer. I think Paco is just in a world of his own, and when he couldn't get he couldn't assure himself sufficiently that he could promote the match and not have it stolen out from underneath him, he decided probably, you know, about the time that he decided to let Park back in, he appears to have decided that he was going to go with a sort of match. I'm not sure it was going to be the same four people, but the sort of double hair match that's going to be the anniversary show and that we will preview in an upcoming appearance on the show. But right now, I don't think that match has a lot of interest. I think Park match is what people want, but a lot of that is because the two of them, Park and Rush, have been just building and building and building it. But as they both admit, they never once got an actual sign-off from the front office of CMLL that, oh yeah, if you go ahead and promote this, we'll run the match. They just didn't tell them not to promote it. So it looks like a lot of bait and switch by CMLL at the moment. It may not end up that way, but that's what it looks like to me.
There's another note here, but somebody sent in this question, so I want to ask you. Since Sammy Guevara is the new AAA Cruiserweight Champion, does this mean he is signed with AAA?
To the best of my knowledge, no. In fact, to the best of my knowledge, they don't. After the trouble they had with Alberto Del Rio and with bigger contracts and foreigner contracts in the past, I think everything is just on a show-to-show basis. I don't even think Jeff Jarrett is the mega champion when he was mega champion for the last 2 months at a contract.
So they had an issue with performers, and their conclusion was, well, let's no longer sign them to contracts.
What?
Well, they are a booking office. It's what they want in the contract, Brian, and they have wanted this for 25 years. Pena wanted this. Was the right when they booked them anywhere in the country of Mexico to get a percentage of the gate as a booking fee. The only actual shows that AAA ran, not even TV tapings, just the only shows AAA ran where they were the promoters here were the pay-per-view level mega shows. They wanted to be a booking office and they succeeded for 25 years doing a lot of this. Keeping their wrestlers happy because people trusted Pena, and then they trusted Joaquin Roldan enough to pledge their loyalty to him, and they would get them a lot of bookings. And I think that is the mindset underlying the answer that we get. They don't offer a lot of contracts to almost anybody. They like to just have them, you know, available, and for the big stars, they understand that, you know, somebody like a Pentagon or a Phoenix or whatever has a chance to break out from their promotion. Somebody like that can break out and be a bigger star, and they may not be able to get the sort of bookings they did before. But between that and then between the Lucha Underground mess.
Well, actually, stand by. Hold that thought. I hate to do this. We had to break. But back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
I left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Dr. Lucha, wrap up your thought and then plugs for the new Figure Four Weekly.
Yep, Lucha, I just started with the word Lucha Underground, and I was going to say, and contracts with American wrestlers. It may not be necessary for Dorian, of course, or AAA to have contracts with American wrestlers because it'd be much more easier and straightforward if they can get somebody, you know, the assistance of people at Lucha Underground. The question is, if there's another season, do they bring that person into Lucha Underground and use them? And if so, what sort of contract do they have with them? So it's something we can also discuss on a future episode. And as far as newsletters go, it is last, the one that's currently out right now is a review of the Triple Mania show and some general thoughts and why I made my error on picking Park to lose his mask. And then we start next week with the preview of the CMLL anniversary show. The card is released.
Oh, man. You're falling off into the ether there, Dr. Lucha. But long story short, the preview of the CMLL show is going to be in the new issue of Figure Four Weekly. You can grab that and all of our audio shows. We do 2 to 3 shows every single day. Today's a 3-show day. This show, Filthy Tom Lawler's Filthy Four Daily, and Wrestling Observer Radio, all coming up today only for subscribers. Over 9,000 shows in the archives. Wrestling Observer Newsletter, Figure Four Weekly, Dr. Lucha's columns, all of the shows we've ever done available in the archives. And I'm out of here for now. Mike's going to be holding down the fort rest of the week. I'll be back on Monday. If you're heading to Chicago for All In, stop and say hi. I'll be there. Dave will be there. A number of others as well. Going to be a fun time. All the information up on WrestlingObserver.com. Thanks, Mike, as always, Dr. Lucha. Callers and listeners, texters, everybody in the studio. Talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.